This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as you know, September is National Preparedness Month. We also have National Blood Donation Week, the first week of September. But it's also National Cholesterol Education Month. Come on, quit moaning. That's a very exciting time. Cholesterol. Very good. Okay, come on. 1 in 3 Americans have high cholesterol. 1 in 3, according to the CDC. And most of us are unaware that our cholesterol levels are high and could be putting us at risk of a deadly heart attack. So World Heart Day is September 29th. I know National Heart Month is February. And, you know, you can have celebrations on different months. That's just how we kind of do it. It's this way it reminds you. You can't just celebrate the heart once a year. And then nobody kind of remembers to keep their health up. So I like that Cholesterol Education Month is coming up right before the holidays. I think it's brilliant. So National Education Cholesterol Month, or National Cholesterol Education Month, and World Heart Day help raise awareness for the prevention of cardiovascular disease. So let's just talk a little bit about cholesterol, because it's just such an exciting topic, right? We need cholesterol. Cholesterol is good. We need cholesterol. If it was bad, we would have evolved to not want or need cholesterol in our body. We use cholesterol to create the structure of the cell. We use it to make hormones like estrogen, testosterone, cortisone. It helps synthesize vitamin D for bone health. It creates neurotransmitters. It's a waxy fat-like substance, and cholesterol is ubiquitous in our body. We need it. We just don't need too much. So we have LDL and HDL. LDL are low-density lipoproteins, and LDL delivers cholesterol to the cells because they have to assist in all these processes, the estrogen, the vitamin D, the cell wall stuff. So LDL transports it, okay? HDL is the opposite. It's the reverse transport. You know, it's kind of like the sanitation department. So unused cholesterol, HDL will find, pick it up, bring it back to the liver. So higher levels of LDL, either because you have diet, liver production of cholesterol, will keep dumping cholesterol in the blood. That'll result in plaquing. But if you have high levels of HDL, HDL is protective because it brings that stuff back. Which is why we always want you to have high HDL and low LDL. Do you guys remember that I Love Lucy, that chocolate machine? And, you know, she's doing okay. And then all of a sudden the chocolate machine is like, you know, they go, all right, let's rev it up, make it faster. And then she just can't control all the chocolate, so she tries to eat it and stick them in her bra and things like that. So that's kind of what happens. And it's a mess. And then the body says, you need more LDL, you need more cholesterol, you need more, and it just is a vicious cycle. So what should our cholesterol be? Well, all of our cholesterol should be at least below 200 milligrams per deciliter. Our LDL should be below 130 milligrams per deciliter, ideally below 100. So if you have an LDL below 100, you're doing good. Your HDL, we want above 50. Ideally, we want it above 60. And triglycerides are the fats we want below 200. Ideally, below 150. So I know those are a lot of numbers, but I put all this in an article, and I'll post it. It'll be on my Twitter. It'll be on my Facebook. But why are we so worried about our cholesterol? Well, the main thing is we're worried about a heart attack. Excuse me. So when you have lack of blood flow to a portion of the muscle because you have this clog in your coronary artery, then the blood can't get to the muscle. It can't function better. And one person dies of a heart attack every 36 seconds. So we've had how many people die of a heart attack since I started this segment? I mean, people might have fallen asleep from boredom, but in terms of heart attacks, well, you do the math. So heart attacks occur obviously when the cholesterol plaques build up and the arteries gradually decreasing blood flow. One could break off, form a clot, then block blood flow abruptly to the heart muscle. And then that's how we get a heart attack. The heart is a pump. It needs to keep pumping. It needs all its muscle to work. It's like you getting a busted knee. You stop. You can't function that well. So what we need to do is when you do have a heart attack, we give you oxygen right away. We give you aspirin to help decrease that clot. We lower the heart rate so the heart doesn't have to work too hard so it can kind of slow down and get, do what it can do doing the pumps. We'll blood thin to get blood around any blockage, vasodilators to dilate that blood vessel that could be blocked to hopefully open up a little bit of it. We'll give you pain medication because when you're in pain, it tightens everything up and we want you relaxed. We'll start lowering your cholesterol. We'll remove the clot by surgery, angioplasty, putting in a little stent, open it up to inflate and keep it open. Some people say, oh, I had a small heart attack or a mild heart attack. That means a smaller portion of the heart that didn't cause you to die, maybe a smaller artery, but it doesn't mean that's a good thing. Silent heart attacks are heart attacks that you might have had were assuming small and you didn't know about it. So signs of a heart attack, chest pain, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, dizziness, collapsing, syncope, fainting, arm pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, back pain, jaw pain, sweating, nausea, vomiting, just to name a few. And if your heart attack is silent, you might not feel these. So when we look at cardiac risk factors, like your family history, personal history, we're going to be more aggressive with you. If you have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, obesity, inactivity, if you're over 40, if you're a guy, females, if you're postmenopausal, high stress, we've even seen short stature being an issue. But sadly, many of us were at risk for heart disease. So what should you do? Well, an EKG is a nice baseline just to kind of see how your heart is doing. Echocardiogram can look at the heart function. I like the CT, the cardiac CT scans. Those cardiac CT scans help providers measure calcium scores. I'll talk to you about that. Really easy test. But we got to get your blood pressure down. We got to get your sugar down. We got to get your cholesterol down. We got to get your stress down. We want a balanced diet. We need you to quit smoking. We need you to stay active, and we want you to maintain a healthy weight. Statin medications, the HMG, CoA, reductase inhibitors, those are neat in terms of preventing a pathway that make cholesterol. And I like them because I think they really, really help. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ken writes, "Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I'm 71 years old and in perfect health. Blood tests, blood pressure, weight, etc. Good for you. And I'm on no medications." Wow. Makes you wonder, maybe that's why he's living until 71. Well done. He says, "I eat healthy, exercise several times a week. My doctor told me that since I'm 71, that I should be on a low-dose statin for prevention, even though my cholesterol is normal and has always been. He teaches at a nearby school. What do you think, and are the side effects worth it? We love your show, and thank you." Ah, thank you, Ken. You rock. So that's a good question. It's kind of been confusing. We used to say, look, if you're over an LDL of 130, or if your total cholesterol is over 200, take the medication. But they've revised the therapy. Let me just kind of read to you from the American Heart Association, American Cardiology, what they're saying, okay? If you're 20 years old, 75 years old, and your LDL is over 190, which is really bad, then high-intensity statin without risk assessment, meaning just put them on it. So we don't mess around if your LDL is that high. If you have diabetes and you're between the ages 40 and 75, use a moderate intensity statin, maybe consider high intensity. They say risk enhancers in diabetes include, have you been diabetic over 10 years, the type 2 diabetes? Have you had type 1 diabetes over 20 years? If your albumin creatinine ratio, they have some numbers, GFR, eGFR, your kidney function is starting to, I guess, you know, have issues. If you have retinopathy, meaning the blood vessels in the back of your eyes are already having issues, because that could be a sign that your blood vessels in your heart could have issues. Neuropathy, peripheral vascular disease, your ankle brachial index, where if you have decreased blood flow to your legs, then your arms, because you have longer plumbing, more means for that plumbing to be affected with, you know, cardiovascularly. And they say in those with multiple cardiovascular risk factors, consider high-intensity statin with the aim of lowering that LDL by 50%. So if you are, let's say you have an LDL of 140, but you have a crap load of risk factors, diabetes, high blood pressure, family history of heart disease, over 40, or menopausal as a woman, inactive smoker, they're like, look, you probably are going to need the statin. Now, if you're over 75, they suggest clinical assessment and risk discussion, talking it over with your doctor. Now, remember, many of us are now living until our 80s and 90s. You know, I don't know if Clint Eastwood's on a statin. You know, but he looks like he's doing pretty good. So, clinical assessment and risk discussion. If you're between 40 and 75 years old, your LDL is over 70 and less than 190, you don't have diabetes, they say use the risk estimator that best fits the patient and risk-enhancing factors to decide intensity of statin. So here's Ken, who's 71, technically has normal cholesterol. I don't know the exact numbers, but they say if we think your risk is 5 to 7.5% borderline, discuss a moderate intensity statin and consider coronary testing in select cases, like calcium scores, things like that. If we think your risk is between 7.5 to 20%, use moderate intensity statins, increase to high intensity with risk enhancers. And so, depending on your calcium score, depending on coronary artery testing, they'll decide there. If we think your risk is over 20% that you're going to have a heart attack, they're going to probably initiate the high-intensity statin to reduce your LDL by at least 50%. So what does all that mean? Well, it means they're hedging. They're like, okay, talk to your doctor. Let you and your doctor figure it out. But it also means that they are, you know, they're saying, look, it's different strokes for different folks. Not everybody's the same. And it also shows that they might be just a slight bit hesitant when it comes to just saying, look, everybody go on these medications. Now, these statin medications, or these HMG CoA reductase inhibitors, these things are one of my favorite medications, and I like them because they, I don't think I ever had a patient die of a heart attack who was on these statins. So the HMG CoA reductase, it's involved in a metabolic pathway that produces cholesterol. If you inhibit that enzyme, it decreases cholesterol from being produced. They say the second effect of statin occurs when the liver senses less cholesterol being made. The organ increases its LDL receptors to catch more circulating LDL, bad cholesterol, in the blood, therefore reducing the chance for the bad cholesterol to deposit along the arteries. So there's a few things it does. And there have been some studies talking about how it might even reduce the plaque, actually minimize the plaque that you have, which blows my mind. That, to me, is incredible. So I look at cholesterol medication, and I apologize because I know a lot of you guys are not big fans of, you know, pharmaceuticals, but I think statin medications are one of my favorite. Statin medications, to me, are probably one of the most life savings that are out there. Now, some say, oh, but I'm going to get diabetes from it. If I go on a statin medication, I'm going to get diabetes. So there's been some studies that have seen a correlation with some people on a statin medication and then some people having diabetes. Now, I'm torn by those studies because when we would have patients years ago and I would get their old records and they had diabetes, or I was like, you know what, I think you're diabetic. I think I'm about to diagnose you with diabetes. Yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. But then your sugar is not. Let's see. Has your sugar been creeping up this whole time? And I look back with them at their old numbers, and their sugars, yeah, might have slowly creeped up a little bit, but their cholesterol was high. And I would notice that the cholesterol being high would precede diabetes by about a decade. Now, statin medication started to be used in the 80s and 90s. Wasn't used as now ubiquitously. I mean, we're doing it for prevention and all sorts of things. But if these medications have been around for a while, and many people with cholesterol may go on to develop diabetes, how do we know if the medication really did it? Now, maybe. I mean, I believe that some of these medications could have multiple actions. Just like with ivermectin, people are like, how the heck is an antiparasite helping with the COVID virus? Well, we think there might be, and again, we're waiting for the FDA to approve it. Not sure if that's going to happen, but we think that maybe ivermectin might interfere with the virus, telling the DNA what to do in a cell, and, you know, like, virus tells the DNA to make more virus, and the DNA listens for some reason. Ivermectin, we believe, might inhibit that. There also might be an anti-inflammatory component. So knowing and understanding that medications might have some sort of secondary effect, just like I think Z-Pak, antibiotics, might be anti-inflammatory somehow, because people without an infection will take an antibiotic and feel better. And I think it's a little more than the placebo. So there's something else going on there that might be making people feel better, anti-inflammation, something. So if somebody said, look, there's a chance that these statins could possibly be doing other things, I'm not stupid. I mean, I have an open mind. But when I hear somebody goes, yeah, I was on a statin medication for 10 years, and now I have diabetes, it's the medication's fault, and I look at their numbers, and I don't know. I just think if you have poor cholesterol metabolism, you probably have poor sugar metabolism. So in terms of the benefits, or in terms of the risks of taking it, I always urged, you know, people to, one, talk to their doctor, talk to their cardiologist. If you're at high risk for a heart attack, my dad dropped dead of a heart attack, and he was like, I don't want to take the Lipitor. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. It'll hurt my liver. And I would tell my dad, look, you'll have the healthiest liver in the graveyard. I mean, I don't want it. I don't want the Lipitor. Leave me alone. And who knows? If he would have been on the Lipitor, maybe he would have lived. He had mild diabetes, mild cholesterol. Sadly, the mix gave him a massive MI. So, you go on too high a dose, yeah, it might hurt the liver. You might get muscle pain. Could put you into a rhabdomyolysis. I've never seen that in any of my patients because I always started them on a lower dose. But then again, if I had anybody that high risk for heart disease, they were in the cardiologist's office. The cardiologist's office was managing them. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEE, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A dismal jobs report as we head into the long Labor Day weekend. The U.S. economy adding only 235,000 jobs in August, the fewest in 7 months. As far as the reason for the dismal report, ADP chief economist Neela Richardson tells CNBC.
It's not that there isn't hiring demand out there, but there are still these lingering issues of COVID concerns and the lack of full-time affordable child care. Never have I spoken.
Gas prices are going up as we head into the Labor Day weekend. The latest AAA national average finds regular at $3.18.4 a gallon, which is the highest Labor Day weekend prices in 7 years. On this date last year, regular was going for $2.32 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. The State Department is attempting to reunite several children who were separated from their parents during the chaos of the evacuation flights out of Kabul, Afghanistan.
Some were voluntarily given even to strangers by their Afghan parents who at any cost wanted their children to live in freedom away from the Taliban. State Department spokesman Ned Price says they're trying to do all they can to reunite the children with their families.
As soon as a minor child is identified as being without any trusted adult, we immediately begin working to reunite these identified minors with their families and with their loved ones.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A British-born member of the so-called terrorist group ISIS Beatles is facing life in prison. He pleaded guilty to terrorism charges, including the murders of four Americans. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I got food in my teeth. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, I really have an issue. The older I get, I think I got deeper grooves in my teeth. So I just seem to get food that kind of lodges in the teeth more, so I apologize. So if I ever feel like I'm pausing, it's because I got to get the food out of my teeth. All right, so as we're taking your questions and your calls and your comments, I love them. One question is, one of our listeners sees that I'm friends with Governor Sisolak on Facebook and wants to know why. Okay, I'll take any question. I think that's fine. Bring it. Okay, So I'm a physician in Nevada. So I practice in Nevada. I live in Nevada. I went to UNLV. I went to UNR. I'm a Nevadan. I know that there's been a lot of sort of partisanship, and I realize that people have been kind of trying to isolate from each other, and they might identify as that. They might identify as a liberal or a conservative or whatever. I identify as a Nevadan. I identify as an American. I identify as a Jew. I identify as a woman. I identify as a Dallas Cowboy fan. Maybe I need to change the order around because I sometimes. And I identify as a doctor. I identify as a journalist. I identify as, what else have I been? Oh, a wife and a mommy. And I'm a mommy. Yeah, so let's put the mommy and the wife first. Then Dallas Cowboys. Okay, good. And Dodgers. I like the Dodgers too. So when I understand that a lot of people, they're very concerned about the country. I get that. And they did not like the lockdowns, and they don't like the local politics, and they don't like, and I get it. And we're going to talk about the Newsom recall election. A lot of drama going on. But see, that doesn't pervade my being. That doesn't pervade my life. So my being a Nevadan and my being an American always will come first over a party, a political party. If I think a political party is doing bad for the country, I'm not going to have anything to do with it. If I think a political party is doing good for the country, I will. If I think one person running will do a good job for the country, I don't care what their political party is. I want that person then to do a good job and take over. So Governor Sisolak, I knew before he became governor. Yeah, I was friends with him on Facebook. I mean, we never went out or anything like that. But he is a partner with me in National Blood Donation Week. So are most of the governors. And so I have a job on this earth. One is to be a good doctor to any patients I have. Two is to be a good mom. Three is to be a good wife. Four is to be a good American. And so one thing that I have kind of really wanted to do is save lives, not only as a doctor, but beyond that. So when I helped create National Blood Donation Week, it really takes, you putting that as your focus. And I work with Democratic governors and Republican governors to make this happen. And I like all of them for doing that. Anybody who could put politics aside and unite with other governors to do this gets points in my book. Do I disagree with what some of these governors and politicians have done throughout the country? Oh, hell yeah. But that's not what's going to make me eat and breathe my day. I have other things I need to do. And so just to kind of take a look, I know people think that governors can't work together. Nobody can agree. Take a look at this. All these states have proclaimed blood donation days for Blood Donation Week, and they've done it on roughly the same day for September 4th. Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Dakota, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. Now, some of the states might have done accidentally September 5th instead of September 4th. Some of them might have declared the whole month of September or declared a week. That's not what's important. What is important is somebody can ask them like me to help. Not think about politics for a few minutes. Put a declaration, put a proclamation that doesn't have to be partisan, that could unite with your other governors and state brothers and sisters and do something that could save lives. So it's not in my best interest to get into a fight or to be best friends with anybody in terms of that. I got a job to do. I have to work with people. And so, you know, one is, who I'm friends with on Facebook is my business, okay? All right, you know? But I get it. You guys scoop me out. I get it. And you want to see who, you know, one of you had stalked the pages I like. And somebody was mad because I liked the page. I like all the pages. If you like my page, I like your page. You know, I mean, if the page says I want to kill puppies, no. Let me know. There's no way I would have liked a page like that. Which, by the way, you got to be careful. You might like a page, and then that page changes its name. So they could turn around and say, I could be like, you know, liking a page saying, you know, women in business. And then somebody changes the name to women need to be, you know, pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen. And then I don't, you know, if I don't know about it, tell me so I could dislike the page, okay? Because I love being barefoot. I love being barefoot. Being pregnant was kind of rough. I liked being pregnant, but still, I like working also. So, you know, I get it. And, you know, I'm not mad that you're, you know, stalking what I do on Facebook or whatever. But Denver says like isn't even on his Facebook, I don't think anymore. But you know, you guys have to all decide, you know, where your loyalties are and what you identify as. And the only way this country is going to move forward is if we find people that are like, look, yeah, I might be an R or a D, but I mean I'm willing to kind of talk and figure some stuff out. You know, and so I believe there are a lot of politicians out there that, you know, if they're worried about getting reelected and they think they need the protection from the party and they think they need that support, you know, they might not, they'll just toe the party line. But I think there are people out there going, look, what are just some common sense things we need? You know, we just found out that I guess somebody in New Zealand from ISIS started stabbing a bunch of people in a grocery store. The average person out there, the average Republican or Democrat, they want us safe. They want our kids safe, right? You know, they don't want people dying. They want to make sure we take care of our poor and our weak and, you know, those that can't take care of themselves. They want, you know, they want businesses to thrive. They want money going into the tax system. They want people working. You know, they want good health. These are things that most of us can flip and agree on. But I need you guys, if you listen to my show, not sitting here trying to figure out, well, wait a second. I just need to know if she's right or left. I need to know. I think you guys have all seen I'm a mutt. I'm a political mutt. I'm a mixture. Because there are some things I feel really, really strongly about. And I don't care where they are on the political spectrum. All right? And that's just how I am. Great question, though. I don't want to insult you. Keep those questions coming. I don't care. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'll even take the personal questions. But just a reminder, National Blood Donation Week, we raise blood. It's governors across the country. I think we have, 41, 42 now that are supporting our blood banks. Thank the blood banks and thank anybody that donates blood. And if you can't donate blood, no big deal. Post a drive. Doesn't cost you any money. Doesn't even take up a lot of time. If people sign up to donate blood, you're going to save a lot of lives. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love.
So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So 3.2 million people are still on unemployment. They are considered long-term unemployed, meaning they have been out of work for at least 6 months. This is according to the recent jobs report. They say they represent 37.4% of all unemployed individuals. The share has fallen from its pandemic peak, but still remains historically elevated, especially since lockdowns ended a year ago, and many businesses have been kind of sputtering to reopen, but unemployment benefits, additional unemployment benefits, might have kind of helped people keep feeling a little cushioned financially. Sadly, that also might increase labor hesitancy. Federal unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployment expire September 6th, and so job prospects, they believe, might be hampered because of COVID. And I believe some public officials are saying, yeah, it's COVID, it's the Delta variant, and that's why people aren't haven't been going back to work. So they say more than a third of jobless Americans in August were long-term unemployed. 3.2 million, or 37.4% of the total unemployed, have been out of work for at least 6 months. They say the share has fallen for two consecutive months and is less than its March 2021 peak of 43.4%. August levels still remain high. The Great Recession is the only period since World War II during which more than 30% of jobless Americans were long-term unemployed. At that time, it toppled out to 45.5% in April 2010. That was a rough year. Gosh, that was rough. My patients would come in and they would say, look, each Monday or each Tuesday, we're going to hear about more layoffs. And every week, a bunch of more were getting dumped from their jobs. And the anxiety people had if they were going to be next, if they were going to be next. And it was interesting. I actually found those who had been fired to actually be less stressed than those who were anticipating the firing. And it, because it's like, you know what, I've been worried about it and it's done. And those who were working had to take on the extra work of those who were fired. So being at work was pretty rough. And I think that also has kind of pervaded. A lot of people didn't overhire. They kind of left, you know, once there were mandates for employers and mandates for health insurance, let's see what we could do with less employees. If you want the job, you work the job. And many people say they do the job of two or three people. So individuals out of work for long periods of time typically face greater financial hardship, according to CNBC. Household income may drop significantly, find a new job becomes more difficult. The dynamic may negatively impact long-term earnings potentials, increase the risk of losing a future job. You know, there is going to be a small window of you still being able to get work. If somebody looks at you and says, look, you know, I see you haven't been working for the last few months. I think everybody understands the pandemic. But if somebody looks at your resume and sees that you haven't been working since the pandemic started, it might negatively affect you if you don't have a real good answer as to why you're not working. Now, if you say, look, you know, I can't vaccinate, I can't. If you're in a business where they're like, look, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to mandate vaccine or whatever, you know, you've been having trouble finding a job, we'll find a job for you, we'll have you work from home, et cetera. But if a job, if an employer sees that somebody isn't, you know, willing to get back there in the job market earlier, I see how it could hurt. There might be some biases thinking, well, you know, if you had no problem being off work that long, then you might want to do it again. Whereas when you see somebody who throughout the pandemic tried to find jobs, in fact, people always worry. One of you asked me, this was about a month ago, where you had been hired for some per diem work here and there. So you had about four employers in the last year. Will that hurt? And I had told you, no, it won't, because it showed that you were trying to work despite the pandemic. And that could be looked upon very positively by an employer. You know, because, you know, if you have a gap, they're going to say, all right, you know, so you were home? Well, no, actually I worked. Well, why didn't you put that on your CV? So be honest. If you did work a few jobs, great, because they'll understand that some businesses tried to reopen, thought they could do it with the labor shortage or a variant or whatever, had to close up again. They'll understand. But I do think it'll look better if you have been working. One rumor that sadly plagued my neck of the woods was apparently some of the places that did open back up right after the lockdown last year and kind of sputtered to try to stay alive. Once the casinos were able to reopen, we heard that some of them were poaching off of those where workers were already working. Now, why would that happen? Well, I talked to some business owners. It's because somebody who's been working and already in the groove of working seems to be a much stronger employee than somebody who has been off work for over a year. And so, you know, there's definitely pros and cons, you know, to, you know, to what's been going on. I mean, personally, if you are in a career, you know, you're VP, it's really hard for you to say, you know what, okay, I'm going to stop and I'm going to just pick a completely different industry. You know, I get that. But, you know, and if you are concerned about COVID, if you do have medical issues, you know, you can be honest. You can say, look, you know, I take care of an elderly parent. I can't be bringing home COVID to them. That's honest. Because you're going to have to be honest with your employer and say, look, you know, I want a job, but I want to work from home. Now, the employer might be like, well, wait a second, you know, if that was an issue then, why is it an issue now? You know, some employers are going to probably wonder if there was some of that secondary gain with the extra unemployment money, but I don't think the employers are really going to fault you, because I don't blame you. If you're making extra money, actually more money than working, this is a very scary time economically. Why not? Why not protect yourself financially? I hope all that extra money people were getting each week, they were saving and socking it away, because you never know what's going to come up. But I don't think any employer would expect somebody to make less money when they could have made more money at home. So I don't think that's going to hurt you. And remember, we have a small window where employers are so desperate right now. You heard that McDonald's in Oregon is opening up applications to 14-year-olds. So the federal expansions of the unemployment benefits have propped up income. They say unemployed can typically collect state unemployment insurance for up to 26 weeks. Some states offer less. The expansions offered several additional weeks of federally financed benefits for the long-term unemployed. Even though the benefits expire Labor Day, we think that many states are going to allow additional funds to cover people on unemployment. But I know business owners are struggling. Joe Biden, in his address on Friday, said the Biden plan is working. The problem is the job market saw very slow hiring. Right? Economists expected 720,000 new hires. Right? 'Cause, you know, job, extra benefits expiring. Nope. Only 235,000 new jobs are added. Biden thought it was really strong, but he said there's no question that the Delta variant is why today's job report wasn't stronger. The Delta variant is taking a role. I get that. You know, some people, they just don't want COVID. People are scared. But on the flip side, you know, we have the vaccine. We have, you know, you could also go back to work and work remotely. The working from remotely is an option for some. So all I can tell you right now is if you did want a job, now's your time to get one, and now's your time to hopefully negotiate pay. Whether they'll be able to pay you long-term at the higher pay, hard to tell. But, you know, in terms of is it safe to go back to work, I think we have variants all the time. And you do the best you can with your boosters. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.